This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
On the line now is someone I can only describe as one of the gentlemen of the Australian pop industry. He is a favourite here of Joy, and I can assure you, as music director, he has always been an absolute pleasure to deal with. Mr. Casey Barnes, welcome back to Joy.
Thank you very much, and thanks for the introduction. That's pretty nice.
And that's basically because you're pretty nice. I think being humble is one of the ways to always win a way into my heart when you're a musician. I can give that little secret up now. Whenever you sent me a song, you said, "Let me know what you think. If you think it's right for Joy, that'd be fantastic. If you don't, that's fine." And I think that's amazing.
Oh, thank you very much. I mean, and also, look, I've got to say a massive thanks to Joy. Without exaggerating, you guys have got to be the most supportive radio station that I've, you know, ever dealt with in the entire country. So, I mean, it's great that you guys support independent Aussie artists. And I mean, you know, I've spoken to you guys many times over the last few years. And the great thing about your station is you guys play a good song, you know, just because it's a good song, not necessarily, you know, for other reasons. And I wish every radio station was like that. So thank you guys as well.
Well, thank you very much for that. And I think it's good to, I think it, we should remind people that now you were a participant in Australian Idol in 2009. That's right.
The last one
that Stan Walker eventually went on to win. Now you were a participant there, but that wasn't the first time that we'd actually heard you on Joy's airwaves. You'd been a vocalist on some dance tracks, I think, and I think Marco Denmark, he did a remake of Tiny Dancer and of Elton John's song, and you were the vocalist on that as well.
It's a true story, yeah. It's a weird one when you listen to, you know, when you listen to my current album, you wouldn't think so, but Marco, he had this idea of you know, doing a remake of Tiny Dancer, and we both have always loved Elton John, and I hadn't met him before, but he was sort of searching for a vocalist that could come in and feature on the track, and he'd heard about me, and then I came in and did the demo, and we recorded the vocal in a tiny little recording studio on the Gold Coast in Surfers Paradise, and that vocal ended up being the actual vocal that got used and then got remixed. And, you know, guys like Deadmau5, who's now massive, he did probably the biggest remix of that track, and it went on to be a pretty big song. So you just, it's one of those things when people say you never know what's going to happen with music. It's always the case, you know. This tiny little studio we recorded that in, and then it ended up, you know, becoming a really big track, which was great.
It is amazing what can happen in music, isn't it? But and then, of course, more recently, you've had your own album out. I know that we've featured two of the singles from it, Running to You and Falling for You, which I guess fall very, you know, definitely in the pop description, but not in the manufactured pop. There's a love and a care in the way that you produce those.
Yeah, and you know, I've been able to collaborate with a few different writers on this most recent album who are just good writers, you know, people like Hayley Warner, who, you know, she was part
of Australian Idol as well.
Yeah, we're good friends. We were in the same top 12 together, and she's now killing it as a writer and writing for, you know, for lots of different people. So we were able to collaborate.
She was seen as being a junior Pink, but she ended up grabbing hold of her strengths, which is songwriting, and she's been hugely successful. And as everyone knows in the music industry, being the songwriter is where the bucks are.
That's right. That's what everyone keeps telling me. luckily, I'm a writer as well. But yeah, no, it's been good working with her. And I've got a couple of new songs which I'll have to keep you guys in the loop with. Which one's a remix, which is just about to be signed to a label in Italy, and another is a remix of a track that I recorded actually in Nashville, and we've remixed it to have that sort of, you know, Avicii that's yes. Wake Me Up type vibe.
I was just going to say, once upon a time, Nashville might have been a dirty word in pop, but since Avicii's adopted it, it's the latest thing. So
that's it. Wait till you hear this one. I'll send it to you soon, and you can let me know what you think of it. Anyway, so
fantastic. And the most recent track that we've had with your voice on it was a song which I think when I spoke to you, you did actually help with the production and the co-writing. That's "Living Like a Love Song," which was Mark Shine's track.
Yeah, it was, and that was one of those sort of similar situations. I was in the States last year and he approached me. He was in New York and we got together and worked on that track and recorded it over there, and then it got signed to a label in Europe, the same label that Tiesto was signed with. So that's been really, really good as well. So it's fun to collaborate and, you know, do different styles, and I guess at the end of the day, if it's a good song and I like it, I don't mind whether it crosses over into different genres and stuff. So it's all good fun.
Look, you're right, it's good fun and it's good music, and that's what we love here at Joy, especially if we can help work with Australian independent musicians such as yourself. Casey Barnes, I want to thank you for being a part of Joy's musical identity for a number of years now. Thank you.
My pleasure, and also a very special happy birthday to you guys and all the staff and everyone that's been involved with the station, and once again, thanks for all the support.
It's our pleasure, and Casey, thank you. Keep producing great music.
Will do. I'll talk to you soon.
No worries. That's Casey Barnes from on the line from Queensland. Let's listen to "Living Like a Love Song" now with Mark Shine. This is Joy 94.9. It's our 20th birthday.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.